show for the Reagan Library. Lots of fun for you with KVTA.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local job outlook data and employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, also known as the WIB. The Workforce Investment Board is a group of private and public sector volunteers who are focused on building a competitive workforce in Ventura County. The WIB is looking for even more employers to be involved in this worthwhile effort. Here to tell us why and all about it, Cheryl Moore, Executive Director of the Workforce Development Board, and also Mike Soule, President and CEO of Corwin, a Sage Publishing Company in Thousand Oaks, and Chair of the WIB. Good morning. How's everybody today?
Doing well. Thank you.
Great to have you aboard this morning here on KVTA. Mike, if we may, let's start off with you. Business leaders like you are busy people focused on the success of their own companies. What is the value to an individual employer to help with workforce development for the larger Ventura County region? How does that help you out?
Well, I'll tell you, the success of one business has a ripple effect on the others. Ventura County's got a little more than 20,000 businesses. Most of them are small. Any of us that have worked in a business know there's ups and downs. We all, those of us who survived 2008 and are finally seeing the light shining again, now is the time for us to continue to build capacity, to reach out to the community, and really get involved in workforce development. What happens in small businesses especially, things can go south quickly because you don't have the capacity. You need to have peers to work with. Now is the time to invest in getting involved in committees. Now is the time to focus on your own success. And to do that, the Workforce Investment Board and the Workforce Development Board have a lot of avenues that can help.
Now, Cheryl, give us some examples of how employers are working with the WIB to strengthen our regional workforce pipeline. How are they doing that?
Employers are working with our industry sector committees on a wide range of initiatives to develop our local workforce. For example, as you know, water is top of the agenda in terms of the news and our needs. Opportunities for water-related jobs are growing, but the employers can't find enough qualified workers. So employers are coming together in Ventura County to help support a survey on regional water and wastewater occupations and figure out what the gaps are. For health care, local hospitals that normally compete with each other have come together to create a shared talent pool of clinical lab scientists so that we will have people in the area to analyze our blood and tissue samples. And for manufacturing offers the highest rate of average pay in the county, and we still can't find enough manufacturing workers. So the manufacturers have come together, they developed a list of readiness skills and are working with the educators to create training programs and curriculum that will help.
It's interesting. A lot of people, and you have it in your head, manufacturing, drone jobs, stamp this, stamp that. It's actually much more sophisticated. And like you say, the pay, when people see what's available out there, it's like, oh, maybe I can get into that. And the other thing, how many kids in school would think, you know what, darn it, I'm going to get into wastewater?
Right? No one thinks about wastewater.
But it's a huge, huge opportunity for a career. And you would think, oh, yes, that's what I'm going to do. But if that's offered and people see where the money can go and you're, you know, as an employee, it's an incredible field.
It is. And their parents, too. Parents need to know about wastewater manufacturing.
Son, I've got news for you. I got a great gig. Let's go back to Mike here. What can employers do at their own business locations to help grow our Ventura County workforce? Right at the business, what can you do?
Well, I think there's really three things they can concentrate on. The first of those is actually spend some time on our website. The amount of resources that we have that are available to them, low cost or no cost. One of the other things that we've got is an archive of all of these Workforce Wednesdays. They give real great examples of people who are doing some incredible things in ways that business owners and employers can get involved. The second is to really think about exactly what you were just talking about, Spence, which is open your doors. Make time for interns. Bring in kids from schools. Let them come on tours. But the other thing is to think about externships for teachers. Oftentimes, a teacher has been working in a classroom, and she doesn't know about wastewater. She doesn't know about manufacturing in a real-world setting or in how an insurance company is set up or working. If she can spend a day doing job shadowing, how much more powerful is she going to be about talking about pathways to careers and how they can improve what's going on in Ventura County? And then the last thing is to volunteer. We need people to be working in our community-based organizations, to be on our sector committees for the workforce board, and we need people involved in making sure we've got a real entrepreneurial and vital place here in Ventura County.
And the other thing, Career Day, if you can pound it into the kids' head and just have people come into the classroom,
yes.
And if they talked about wastewater, and I know how I was, if they just take a piece of chalk or maybe dry erase, I haven't been in a classroom in ages, but just write that number on the board. Here's your starting pay. Here's where it can go. And have the kids. This is how you buy a house. This is how you stay in a community, because I will say one of the difficult issues of Ventura County, it's so beautiful, but if you don't have a great job out the gate, a cheap house here, yeah. Condominium, what, $250,000, $300,000 on the bottom rung? So you have to be able to get yourself into a really good career to be able to afford to stay where everybody wants to be, and that's Ventura County. Changing the subject for a minute, I understand that the WIB is taking on a new name, the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, or WDB. Tell us about that, Mike.
New name. Same great attitude. I think the not to get too complicated for folks, because this is federal programs, and you know they get complicated with a lot of acronyms quickly. But the Workforce Investment Act that was passed in 1998 has been amended, and now it's the Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act. And I really want to put focus on that second word, innovation. There are a lot of folks who are waking up today with this new law in place, workforce development boards, folks like Cheryl and volunteers like me all across this country, quaking in their boots about the new performance requirements that are being put on the backs of these new workforce development boards. Not the case in Ventura County. We have been far out ahead of the nation in terms of having high performance standards, holding our partners to account, incredible stewardship of the federal dollars that come in, and finding ways to have partners in business bring even more dollars to bear. We now have $25 million in career pathway funding coming in from Sacramento because of the innovative programs that we've got going on in our schools and our community colleges and with the Workforce Development Board. So we're excited about this new opportunity.
Yeah, and usually when we hear new law, everybody definitely at least takes one or two steps back. So let's talk about the new law, Cheryl. What will happen to the WIB's free programs and services for employers, job seekers, and youth too?
The good news is they will continue. We will continue to have strong programs for employers, including online and in-person support for recruiting, on-the-job training, confidential business consulting, even layoff avoidance. Job seekers will be able to get resources online and in person, help with their training and job placement. And the youth, we're continuing to focus on helping them get a diploma or a certificate or a degree, develop work readiness skills, and we're directing them to our VC Jobs of the Future website, where youth can find out things you were talking about, like what's it going to cost to live here and how much do I want to make and what kind of a job will I have.
So, Cheryl, let's talk about how employers can learn more about the regional efforts of the Workforce Development Board.
All of the meetings of the Workforce Development Board are and its committees are open to the public. So this is your public tax dollars at work. Employers can visit the meetings, even get involved in what we're doing. Meeting dates and agendas are listed on our website. And they can also visit our Ventura County Grows Business website to learn more about the great business support that's available in different Ventura County communities.
Workforce Development Board, I like the way it sounds, Ventura County. And the other thing is, you know, traditional college, traditional what we used to look at the career arc might not be the same for a lot of people. There can be other ways through internships, just getting straight into a company that will give you quick return, salary, and also a career. So non-traditional ways, at least what we used to think of, mm-hmm. are some ways that kids, the youth of today, can get into the workforce. Mike, would you like to close with anything, suggest for the workers out there, company owners, all of the above that are looking for a better way to get good employees?
Yeah, I think the, again, opening your doors is an important one. It helps you highlight your business and people learn about you. But I think the other piece is we live in a really special community. And the reason it's special is because people come together and really work together in coalitions. So I want to encourage people to continue to do that. When they find out about the low-cost and no-cost services that the Workforce Development Board has, they're always surprised. So we're trying to bring in more people to engage with businesses so that they can, again, build their own internal capacity so that they can build long-term success.
And the other thing that I would like to suggest, and I know this might be a market thing, but when you go in to apply for a job, it's nice, even if the owner would come, somebody say, go over to the kiosk, sir, and just That's such a cold, removed way. It would be nice if we could get a little interaction between the potential employee and also the business owner, a manager there, something where you can at least ask a few questions. So I know it's a busy world for people who own their own companies and operate a business, but it would be nice to start getting that relationship between the person, the job seeker, and the owner of the business. That would be excellent. Cheryl, Mike, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Appreciate it as always. For more information about the Workforce Development Board and its programs and services, visit the website at www.workforceventuracounty.org. That's workforceventuracounty.org, and you can find out all the information you need here from News Talk 1590 KVTA.
The business, education, labor, economic development, and community members of the Workforce Investment Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to wib.ventura.org.
It is 8:52 here at KVTA.